Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. Hi, Kendrick. Kendrick, this background.
Oh, you like the paint? I'm feeling very Ken of Barbie today. Yes.
Not just I love Ken, it.
Ken today. Yes.
I think it's so vibrant. It looks so good behind you. I love it. I love it. Now, what do you hold that up on?
Like two, I have like a whole like little like
a little stand system. Thing.
Yeah. And so like I never know if the like the cloth that I buy, like this background, I never know if it's like long enough to actually like go across or if it's too short. So like I have to do a lot of like scooting in and like adjusting. And, like it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes before I like jump on here. A lot happening, people.
I just got a notification that this is not going to stream on Facebook. So for the one person who watches this on Facebook.
Oh, come on over to YouTube, baby.
Come on over to YouTube.
There you go.
There we go. Hello. Max, one of my followers, he always just says, this is how he asks for content. He just goes, watch Oscars tonight, ? I'll get a DM from him and it'll be like, watch Summer House ? So I don't know.
Before he invests in it, he needs to know that you're gonna like talk about the things. And I get it. I get it. Some things I only watch because like my favorite creators are like, okay, I'm looking forward to this. I'm gonna watch. Let me get into it. So I'm like, you're funny. So let me watch this, I guess.
This has been it's been a week of the constant requests. I can never take a break again.
Oh God.
I can't, because literally I came back and I had to watch two episodes. Well, I had to watch and take notes. So that takes even longer. So yes. Watch and take notes for two episodes of Vanderpump with the after shows and two episodes of Watch What Happens Live. So that's alone like 5 hours of just, if I was just watching it straight.
You and then Tia I had to, put out like a 3-hour episode, right?
Yes. That was for Beverly Hills though.
Oh, Beverly, that's right. Yeah.
So we ended up talking about
Beverly. I knew it was somebody in California, yeah.
But I did, so I recorded my Vanderpump, edited, posted, and the comments were, where's Beverly Hills? So I'm like, it's coming. So then I do Beverly Hills and Miami, and then I post that. They're like, are you doing Summer House? I'm like, Nothing is enough.
Meanwhile, over here, I leave for vacation in a matter of hours, so... You kind of get what you get over here with reality. I made it clear a while ago, because when I came back from like one of my hospital stays, I was just like, I'm only going to talk about what I want to talk about. And some of the shows annoy me so bad. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to talk about the Traitors right now. And that's it.
That's honestly, Vanderpump is unwatchable practically. So I'm like, I'll watch it so you guys don't have to, because I know it's just, but it's brutal. It's very not fun to watch.
I've stopped already.
I honestly don't blame you. Like when I'm watching it, I have to resist the urge to turn it off. Cause like it's human nature to not want to watch stuff that makes you mad. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, this is bad. It's just bad producing. It's just horrible all the way around. I absolutely hate that it's daylight savings time. I was supposed to I don't know why I thought I could do it. I've given up now. I was going to do 7 a.m. workouts before my life. Did you?
Yes. I know when you said that I was about to, and I was like, oh gosh, she tried to work out super early again. Oh Lord.
So I couldn't fall asleep till like 2 a.m., but I think it was because I go off of the after at a certain point, I don't look at my phone. So I was going off of the stove. So it was really 3 a.m. with the daylight savings time. I didn't realize. Right. And I had my alarm was set for 6:30. And I just kept, you know, when you're like so afraid you're going to sleep through an alarm, so you keep waking up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I kept waking up and doing that. Like, what time is it? What time is it? What time is it? But I don't check my phone. I check it on the stove. So I'd get up and check on the stove. And so I was going off of 1 hour behind. So I just looked at the fucking stove. I was like, oh my God, 5:30. Okay, I have one full hour.
Ooh.
And then my alarm goes off 3 minutes later or something like that. I was like,
oh,
I can't. I was like, you're going to kill me. Cause I work out with my friend, Christopher. I mean, I pay him, but I do like one-on-one virtual workouts where he does like circuit stuff. Cause I used to be able to motivate myself to work out by myself, but I can't anymore. Like I won't do it. And like, he always will push me. I don't do three rounds. Okay. I don't like three. I like two. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But he makes me do the third, and that's important. It's
always the third that's a little, you know.
It's just,
I get it.
Once you get through the second round, I'm like, it's fine. I'm done. Like, this is a workout. We're done.
You know what? I've gotten into the habit of not like even worrying about what time. When I wake up during the middle of the night, usually it's because I drink so much like water throughout the day that like I'm always waking up to pee. But like, I'll wake up and I try my hardest not to look at like time anymore because I feel like that's every time point. I look at the time, like if my alarm is set for like 7 o'clock.
Yes.
It's always like 6:57. And I'm like, God, like, so I'm like, okay, well, I'm staying up now, because if I try to go back to sleep, it's 3 minutes later, then I'd hate that. So
maybe I need to get in the habit of doing that. Cause once if you know you have to get up early, you go on that countdown and like keep doing the math. It reminds me of when I was partying still, like when you'd be up really late, like you'd be like drinking and you're like, what time is it? Midnight? Okay, I have to be at work at 8. So if I go to sleep in 3 hours, I could still get 2 hours of sleep. That's fine.
Right.
As if that's fine. What are you checking, Kendrick?
I had like, so I just got done eating eggs. I had like I can't even tell. Let me
I don't see it, but I also have some now.
I'm like looking intent. I'm always looking at myself. I'm like, wait a minute, how do I look? Where are things
going? Checking yourself.
How are things okay? But I found out a long time ago, I'm just not a morning workout person. I've tried for the longest time to like get up and do it all before work, and then like,
go to bed before early. Work is hard because you work at 9, right?
I got to be at work at 8.
Yeah, there's no working out before that.
Things. So like now recently I became a night workout person, and I like it because the gym isn't like crowded, but it's still a good amount of people there to where you feel safe. And then you get to know those people, cause it's like always y'all there the same
You have a little crew?
A little click, you know, a little click. I like them. Now don't talk to me too often. Like, no, stay over there.
I was going to say, I get nervous about that, cause I don't want to have people talking to talking. Like, you just did a little bit, not too much.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. Cause some people, like, you have headphones in and they come up and try to talk to you. You're like,
Beyonce was just getting to the good part. Goddamn.
Exactly. I'm trying to show you. Beyonce was just getting, exactly. Okay. It's pure honey. And I need to hear the second.
Yes. Honey. Hi, everyone in the chat.
I know. We've just been chatting it up ourselves. Hi on Instagram. Let me just check everyone out. We don't see what you're checking for, Kendrick. Oh, so no one else could see the eggs on your face.
Oh, it was really, I'm super close to my camera. So I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? But I'm black. So I saw a little speck of white. I'm like, wait a minute, there's white on me. What is happening right now? I'm like, what is going on?
Okay. We have a packed schedule, guys. All right. Okay. The first big, big, big thing is Jeremy from Love is Blind season 6, this past season. So there's already been like controversy around him because it came out that he was actually engaged right before starting. He claims that they talked about it on the show. They just cut it. However,
Jeremy,
his ex is on the TikTok pulling a Risa Tisa.
Ooh, we love Arisa Tisa. What she say?
Yeah, unfortunately, she doesn't know how to work TikTok very well. So I don't think she knows that you can do 10-minute videos, because she's only doing 3 minutes and then they cut off, and then she doesn't do another one for like a day. So I haven't checked yet today because I didn't have a chance before I hopped on. There were 4 parts last I checked, and I still don't know how it ends. I still don't know if he was charged. So here's what she's alleging.
Okay.
She's alleging that he was super like an angry man. She tells a story about getting in a fight with him And it was just getting so heated, she wanted to leave. And like, he kept following her around the house. So eventually she got in the car and left, mm-hmm. but she doesn't have any family. So she actually called his stepmom to be like, I need somewhere to go. So she goes over there. Jeremy kept blowing up her phone, and then shows up at the stepmom's, pounding on the door, come out here and talk to me. The stepmom is like, you got to go. She doesn't want to talk to you.
Right.
So anyway, she stays with him because she was in love with him, whatever. Then another story where she was out with friends from work, told him that she'd be home later, and then he came, showed up to the bar, or he left and like pretended to leave and just stuck around, and like an hour later came back in like, we're leaving, you got to go, and like embarrassed her like that. Ooh. That's not that big a deal, but it is, right? These are like very controlling things too.
Manipulating, controlling, yeah.
Yes. Now, mind you, this is coming out in like part one, part two, and I'm like, get to the part that fucking matters. Right. So she finally tells the story, but I still don't know how it ends, where they got into a fight. And she once again was like trying to get away from him. So she went to go into the spare bedroom. So like he's in front of her. She tries to go around him into the spare bedroom. And then when she goes to close the door, he has a gun out at her head, like towards. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So she panics for a second. He drops the gun. So she runs out, calls 911. All these officers show up. He's not there. She notices his car is not there. So she goes back to the scene. She was like hiding in bushes until they got there in her pajamas. So she talks to the officers who've done like a search of the house and found all these guns hidden in like military tactical positions around the house.
I know you lying.
Behind the toilet or something.
Not sister night. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yes. Okay. Goodness. Oh.
So they're asking her, like, do you know if he has military training? She's like, I don't think he does. Well, he's hidden guns all around the house as if he were trained in like military. Yeah. Something like that. Well, where it ends, which is so fucking annoying, where it ends is next thing she hears is loud yelling, like loud yelling. And then the officer that was talking to her goes bolting out. And so she goes to follow and they're like, no, stay in. He's here. They've got guns drawn on him now. And they're like, get in the car or whatever the fuck they're doing, like yelling. Like, you know, that's what she heard with the officer being like, get down or whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. Hands up or all that shit. And then the last I hear is them asking, what do you want to do? Like press charges or whatnot. And then it cuts off.
Oh.
So I don't know if it was charged, but she was talking. She was talking about how she was feeling like giving a statement. So to me, that means there's got to be record of this.
There's a paper trail somewhere. Oh my God.
What are the Love is Blind people doing? They do not do any background checks.
I don't care what anybody says anymore. The producers after season one are no longer concerned with like producing good couples. Now it's all for TV. So I feel like they find most of this stuff and then are just like, well, it's okay. He's really likable and somebody will fall for him and then we'll let the skeletons fall where they may. I feel like Netflix never like gets stuck with the reputation part of it. Like people being like, because every time it comes out, it's number one stream TV show right now, or number one, top 10 on Netflix and all this stuff. So they're like, well, no one really cares about this person being abusive, a potential murderer, fake army man. Like nobody cares about any of that. It's all just, oh, well, let's just keep him on here. And then let's just hope this woman makes it out okay.
Yeah, because there's already an issue with the former contestant saying that she was paired up and coupled with a man who was absolutely addicted to methamphetamines.
Goodness.
And I think she said he drank a lot too and all this stuff. So they got it. It's a basic background check. Like even just that, like the one they do for, you know, like apartments or something. Like these are so like just that alone. Let's look through that. Let's take a gander at that. And Jeremy, I see a lot of people in the comments saying that they don't watch Love is Blind. Now I don't either, but guys, for the record, I don't watch Love is Blind. I was very proud of not watching Love is Blind. However, this past season, I heard from literally 20 people plus that it was, this season's good. You got to watch this season. So when I was on my staycation, I was like, well, might as well. And it is a good season. There's a lot of silly good reality TV stuff. And Jeremy, for those who don't know, I'm just going to give you guys just so you know who we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. Jeremy did. Okay. Jeremy talks, has the same voice and kind of look, except maybe like not as his nose is smaller as my, one of my exes. So it was like, so already I was like, ooh,
don't like that.
But he, I didn't like who he was paired with. I thought she was a fucking bitch too, to be honest with you. Like, I was like, this woman is miserable.
I learned to love her as the season went on. I liked her first, when she
left him.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I like you.
She gave us one of the best TV moments of the year, I think, when she like did that whole like, you gave me, you know, your location and I know where you were moment. Like that whole scene, I was like, this is cinema. Like, oh my, this is good.
So what Kendrick is referring to is he's paired up with this woman named Laura is her name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he gets paired up in the pods, proposes or does the whatever they force them to do in the pods, mm-hmm. With Laura. But they also meet other people while they're in the pods. And so he had met some other girl named Jenny, Sarah Ann. Mm-hmm. And he ends up hanging out with Sarah Ann and tries to lie to Laura and be like, no, I went to wherever location. No, I was over there. And she's like, I think you forgot that you gave me your location. You share your location with me. Well, what he starts, and this is the theory online that I think is true. He thought that the phone was the only thing that tracked it. So I think he left his phone in the car and forgot about his Apple Watch, because then his Apple Watch tracked him over to where he was hanging with Sarah Ann till like mm-hmm. 6 a.m.
Yep.
And so Laura's rightfully mad about that. And mm-hmm. ironically, this day that she's confronting him is the same day she was supposed to go meet his mom. Mm-hmm. And so he goes and meets his mom on his own and tells his mom the story. And his mom is like, you're lucky that wasn't me.
Exactly. Go mom.
I would have been waiting for your ass to come mm-hmm. home. And I would. So Jeremy sucked. And also so did Sarah. Sarah Ann sucks too. I can't wait for the reunion. I don't know if you saw the reunion trailer.
Is she there?
Uh-huh. Okay. She's there and she looks like she's with Jeremy.
Girl.
Yeah.
Idiots to get. I know Laura has to zoom in, right? Because like, I think she's working. Something. Yeah,
oh, okay.
She's working or something. So yeah. She's like, I do have an actual job, so I can't be there, but thank you for the invitation.
So now this guy who was a total jerk, now we've got this ex coming out and being like, yeah, no, he held a gun to me and had guns hidden unbeknownst to me all around the house. So
also, I think an ex said that he tried the location sharing on her too. And that's how she called him cheating then. And she was like, why?
So
like,
he'll never learn?
Exactly. I'm like, why don't you learn this lesson? But he is literally makes my flesh crawl because he's that guy that like, I hate when somebody's like mechanism of dealing with the truth is to laugh in your face. It pisses. That's the one way to like truly piss me off, because Laura, she was telling him like everything. She's like, I don't like, you know, you don't deserve somebody like me. I would never marry a man like you. And he's like, and it's like, okay, you're not a prize. And I feel a way about most of these couples on this season. Literally, Love Is Blind is, I don't know why I watch every single season, but it is literally the worst.
It's trash.
It is. It's absolutely trash. Terrible. Because I hate the whole, I know that the girl, what's her name, Chelsea, I know she's kind of the worst. She is kind of the worst. But like the Jimmy guy isn't a prize either.
No, the Jimmy guy's no fucking prize.
Thank you. I'm like, am I the only one, like, not because everyone's like, I hate that I'm rooting for Jimmy right now. I'm like, I'm not. Like, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm rooting for Jimmy. I just they shouldn't. He clearly. Okay. So, okay. Last on this, because I know you guys are like, I haven't even watched Love Is Blind, but Jimmy and Chelsea were in the pods together. Mm-hmm. They all were in the pods together. That was a stupid thing to say. Duh. They're in the pods together. And Jimmy was between this other woman. What was her name?
Oh, what was her name?
Let's call her Jenny. Her name's not
Katie.
Jenny.
No, it's not Katie. No,
it's, but yeah. We're going to call her Jenny from now on.
There we go. Jenny.
And Jenny had a kid. And he was like, ooh, I don't really want to deal with having a kid. I don't want to deal with that. But then Chelsea, now, mind you, it's Love is Blind. So they don't see each other. The whole point is they get to know each other. Mm-hmm. So when Chelsea says what she says here, I don't blame this man for assuming that this was a direct replica of this person. Chelsea goes, because they ask each other, have you ever been told you look like a celebrity? Because that they're trying to figure out what they look like. I don't blame them. Mm. And she goes, well, I get this one, but it's only because I have dark hair and blue eyes. It's only because of that. And then she tries to act like she doesn't know the woman's name. She's like, who's Machine Gun Kelly's wife or whatever?
My girlfriend.
Bitch, you know you're saying Megan Fox.
Exactly. He's like, Megan Fox? Like, you look like Megan Fox?
He almost passed out. He was like, that's who I'm doing? So here's, he's like, fuck, it's Jess. Thank you, Alicia. Jess yes, is your yes, name. Yes, yes. Thank you. I got close with Jenny. Okay, so when they reveal what they look like, she is a much curvier woman, and it is a stretch to say Megan Fox. It's like if you were drunk at a bar, you would be like, you know who you kind of look like? And then the next day you're like, you really don't. Well, Jimmy is probably like, oh, and she goes running towards him, but like doesn't move her arms. So she like runs like this towards him. And the way he put his arms around her, it was like he didn't want to touch her. He was like,
Have you seen the meme that's going around of like them hugging for the first time? And like he's looking dead in the camera, like, she does not look like no dad.
He's like, you lied. Exactly. You let her lie to me.
But also, everyone, he's no Brad Pitt.
He's no, like, exactly.
No, like y'all are equally yoked. Like, get over it. Y'all would be okay together. And she's not unattractive.
No, she's not unattractive. Right. She's not unattractive. But she does, unfortunately, have an unattractive personality. So it's just made it so much easier to make fun of her because she just like the scenes and stuff. So yeah, that's who we're dealing with on Love is Blind. Just not a bunch of winners. That's for sure.
So it's worth binging before the reunion this Wednesday in case y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I don't generally watch the show and I have a hard time because I've seen just how little they do background checks on how problematic the cast ends up being. And I'm like, this is fucked up, you guys. But it's true. They just are like, let's just slap it together. We don't need to do research.
I know you don't watch, but from a past season, there's a guy. Now, if y'all know who I'm talking about, his name is Shane and he's blonde hair. His energy in general, I'm
from Love is Blind. Love is Blind Shane.
Love is Blind Shane. He was also on that other Netflix show where they like pull people from like the Netflix verse.
I recognize this face. I think he was the one who went nuts on Instagram, right?
I'm fully convinced that the man has like a deep, deep, deep drug problem. Like, I don't know. Like, he's always like sweating and panting and always looks hot and sweaty. And like, for some reason, like women think he's attractive. And I'm like, what is actually happening in 2023-24? Like, I don't understand Earth anymore. Send the asteroid. Like,
yeah, usually. I think he went on a live and was freaking everyone out because that came across my feed. Like, he was he was looking like he was methed out.
But he has since the show, like, his energy was the girl that he was supposed to marry. He said yes to her at the altar. She said no because the night before he came back home. She was fully convinced that he was coked out of his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, blown. And even at the altar that day, he was like panting, sweating. And it was like, okay, like, this is uncomfortable to watch. I don't like this anymore.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's that, guys. That is that.
Irene in the comments said, I look like Jennifer Aniston. I'm blonde, white, with colored eyes.
Uncanny. Irene. Irene says uncanny. Uncanny.
Love it.
We need to come up with our celebrity lookalikes that are just so off.
And well, I'm bald and have a beard down here. So obviously Morris Chestnut is who I look exactly like. So thank you, everyone. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I knew you guys were going to say that. Thank you. Yes, I beat you too. I'll say what we're all drinking. Hold on. Now we're getting people writing. This is actually fun. In middle school, my cousins told me I looked like Dark Angel, Jessica Alba, and I made it my whole personality.
Yeah. I would have do. Right.
Jerrica, 100%. I'd have been like, and that is who I am.
Exactly.
From now on.
Love that.
Okay. So kind of wild news. Considering we watched Larsa and Marcus and Scottie Pippen has been accused of abuse by an ex-girlfriend in a $250 million lawsuit. Yeah. Ooh. Woman claims that she reached out to Chicago Bulls for help, but the organization demonstrated a blatant disregard for the law and basic human decency, according to her. This is coming from the Jasmine brand. I'm reading it off of that.
Okay. Bulls. How old is, like, is she saying this happened?
Let's go. Oh, it's from a while. Okay. So according to court documents, Chevette Valentine filed a civil lawsuit naming Scottie Pippen and Pippen's relatives, ex-wife Larsa Pippen and brother Carl T. Pippen, as the parties accountable for her purported distress. Yep. She alleges she had an intermittent relationship with Scottie Pippen from 1987 to 1993. The courtship ended after she was allegedly R'd by the Pippen brothers, leading to the birth of her late son, Devontae Pippen, who was murdered in 2011. I know. It's like this, when I was reading this, I was like, there's just so many things. There's just so many parts of this. Since the purported breakup, the accuser maintains that Pippen has utilized his position as a former Chicago Bulls player to stalk, harass, and torment her, resulting in significant mental and emotional anguish. She alleges to have suffered losses in housing, employment, and career opportunities due to his stalking. Yeah. Additionally, she claims that when she sought to report the harassment to the authorities, the NBA legend obstructed her efforts by leveraging his connections with local, state, and federal officials. He has those?
Right.
She further claims that Pippen leveraged his medical contacts to distort her reports, depicting her as mentally ill. The lawsuit involves a plethora of other allegations detailing harassment and distressing incidents spanning 3 decades.
Goodness.
Yes. Okay, so what she's going for is $250 million in compensation from him and his relative, so Larsa. Her assertions encompass stalking, harassment, deliberate infliction of mental and emotional anguish, death threats, defamation, child support for her deceased son, and a range of other grievances.
Oh, dear.
The comments are funny, though, because they're like, wait a minute. How did Scottie have time with the mistress if Larsa was putting out 3 times a day? Actually, it was 4 times a day.
Exactly.
So, goodness. Interesting. Whatever she say he did it. These are just the comments. But then I get, some of them are bad. Like, these lawsuits are getting out of hand. They don't go to the police. They always go to the lawsuit for money. And I'm like, okay, but she said she went to the police. What do we think?
Well, I'm curious now because so much time has passed. You know, a lot of people will like sign NDAs and think that they can't say anything to like law enforcement because of an NDA.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That is blatantly untrue. So like you can, like an NDA does not stop. Like someone can't like.
Someone breaks the law.
Right. Someone breaks the law. You can like break an NDA to like tell people that like the law was broken. But you know.
That's a good tip, by the way.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of true crime people. We know the things. Okay. this is wild. Right? I don't. I'm trying to. I'm like you.
That's
I'm trying
a to lot.
When he had, right.
When did he have time to do that? Now, goodness. I like because the stalking, the harassing to the point where she couldn't get housing, couldn't get jobs. Like I do know that has. I had a friend of a friend, so she told me the story of an ex of her friend would constantly call her job repeatedly over and over and over again. And eventually then she did get let go because they were like, we just can't have you here. Mm-hmm. So I do know that can happen, but like the man was also busy. He had kids. It's a lot to take in. It is a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Right?
That's deep.
I didn't even know he had another child outside of that situation.
Me neither. I guess she's in a lawsuit so she can't respond. I was about to say, I kind of want to hear what Larsa has to say about this. I'm sure it'd be pure ignorance, so I would love pure to hear ignorance. That. Would love to hear that, but I guess we can't because she's named in a lawsuit. So
yeah, right. And I'm like, what did Larsa do?
Right.
Like, whatever you say she did, she did it. Period.
I know, right? I'm assuming, like, my guess, if I had to guess, which no one asked me to guess, but I'm going to guess anyway. My guess is that she was probably like the person that's like, my husband wouldn't do that. Get out of here. Don't show up here anymore. Oh, yeah. You know, he would never do that. And like, you know, kind of the enforcer in a way, in such situation. You know,
totally can see that.
Don't nobody want to give up their basketball money. So I get it. Like, she's like, no, you're lying, and all like that. And just not believing this other woman. It's like, well, I have proof, but okay.
So I love it. I love that.
It's what I imagine when I think of Larsa Pippen. So
me too. Like as soon as my head goes there, I'm like, oh yeah, never mind. I see it. Not believing right. The woman, victim blaming. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Totally. So there's that tea. All right, something that's been floating around for a bit of a minute now. Oops. So it's no new news. Is the Jax Britney separation? Did you see the TMZ interview that she did recently where she
no.
Okay, so I just thought it was funny that she told this TMZ reporter all of this. So I know a lot of people think that it is just for the show, but I, like I've already said, I've heard from someone who's close to the group and whatever that it's like been going on for quite some time. That's why Lala, when she was on Watch What Happens Live, was like not surprised at all. She's like, I've been telling her to leave him forever. I think we're more surprised that she's still that she even married him, which is why I was like, if you're going to marry him, I guess you're going to pick forever with this guy. But I think there's something to do with the kid, with Cruz. Mm. There's something going on there, whatever. But so she did. So she has moved out. It was filmed. They saw cameras were there to film it, which I'm not mad at. Honestly, I'd like to, whatever. What else are they going to film? That's now they got us. Now they got a whole story. You know, they're doing a show. Honestly, what I think is doing The Valley. Because they haven't been on TV in a minute. Doing The Valley is what pushed her. She's like, I'm done. Because I feel like it really forces you to look at stuff. You know, you're getting asked questions by the producers and the confessionals. Right. And all that shit. And I feel like that, like she was probably living more in denial this whole time because they were off the show and they could. Like, think of all the stupid things Jax was doing. Like, he was trying to pretend like he was getting deals with like HGTV and stuff.
Drew Sidora didn't know what a gaslighter was until the producers asked her. They're like, do you think that Ralph Pittman is a gaslighter? She's like, no. She's like, I don't know. She's like, no. They're like, do you know what that means? She's like, no.
No, I don't. And then she reads it. Like, and then Google. She reads it and is like, oh my God. Like as she's reading it, oh, fuck. Like, and then she's like, no, he doesn't do that. No, she literally, her jaw dropped. Remember? Like she reads it. She's like, oh my God, he's been gaslighting me. We're like, yes, true.
He's been gaslighting me. Once that camera starts rolling,
it reveals some stuff. So I think that like doing the season was what pushed her to be like, yeah, fuck this is horrible. I'm sure she's gonna see him acting even worse once the show airs, because you know, you don't see everything, you don't hear everything they say. So something tells me that even when they do, when she watches it, she'll be like, oh, okay. Yeah, we're definitely done. But so she does this. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. No. You've got a story. I thought that was a story. Okay. Yeah.
So she does this interview with TMZ and she just says everything. Like they're like, so do you think you're going to work it out? She goes, it's Jax. So he's really not trying that much right now. I'm like, oh, fuck. She goes, whenever you fight with somebody for so long, there's only so much you can take. And, you know, I deserve better. Cruz deserves better.
Ooh.
Yeah. If he switches some things and changes some things about his life, then maybe we can get back together. But right now, I don't know. And then Jax, at the same time, is doing interviews with when he gets a TMZ or a Page Six, where he's like, no, we're fine. We're good. We're fine, guys. Every marriage goes through this. Okay, guys. Every marriage, like, you know, very gaslighty. He's gaslighting us to our face all the time, guys. It's just like every marriage. What marriage doesn't go through that? What marriage isn't? Shut up.
Child.
I know. I don't. I am so. I can't tell if. Actually, let me ask you guys. Should I cover The Valley? I don't know if I want to. I'll let me know what you guys think. toilet stocking? What is that? I don't know what that means. I just saw that one comment. Okay, so guys, now we got to move on to kind of a dark topic. So trigger warning.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Drake Bell from the Nickelodeon days, he is going, it's alleged and everyone's pretty much, it's pretty much confirmed. He is going to be coming forward in the new Nickelodeon doc about alleged child molestation by Brian Peck. Now, the Nickelodeon doc comes out, I think it comes out next Sunday. Hold on, let me look. Yeah, it comes out next Sunday. Quiet on Set, which is a great title, by the way. Great title. Ooh. Quiet on Set. Ooh, about the darkness behind the scenes. They couldn't talk about it. Love it.
What network is this on? Like, who's going to show it?
Good question. Very good question. I can't
remember. I'll look it up while you tell the story.
So they show just a teaser from the doc, and it's Drake Bell like sitting down to do the interview. And so that's, everyone's thinking it's going to be about that. But the interesting thing about Drake Bell is that he was also in trouble for child endangerment. He was at 2 years of probation. And let me go through what that was in case some of you guys didn't know. Cause he tried to play it off. Oh, it'll be on ID. That's right. I almost said ID, but I didn't want to get that wrong. Okay. So according to the woman, in her victim impact statement, she detailed what this was all about. She claims they began exchanging messages online in 2017 when she was 15, which she says eventually turned sexual in nature and included photos. She says it all happened over IG and Snap. Yep. She went on to allege that she attended a concert of his back then, and then afterward, he took her backstage to be alone, where she claims she performed oral sex on him.
Oh my God.
Drake was seen like shaking his head a few times during her remarks. This was on like one of those Zooms, so he was only given, he copped a plea and he was only given probation, but it's so common that a victim becomes a perpetrator.
It's yeah,
really, really common. So, yeah, Nickelodeon was dark. Nickelodeon had some dark secrets.
Okay, can I be, you know, my...
Anything with kids. Brain. Anything if you're doing with kids. It's
right.
It's like, ooh.
My conspiracy brain. Now I'm like, I'm going to be watching this, like his segment, especially with a fine tooth comb now, because now I'm like, is this supposed to be like exactly what you just said? Like, you know, victims go on to like create other victims a lot of the time.
Yep.
Now I'm going to be looking at a fine tooth comb. Like, okay, does he know that? And this is his way of like saying, oh, don't blame me for that thing that happened with that 15-year-old. I was a victim too. So like now I'm going to be looking like that. So like now I need to know like, okay, what are these allegations? Let me see if they're true. I won't know if they're true or not, but let me, you know, they're allegations, but I'm going to be looking. Body language, everything. You better, I'm just saying.
Like he's hot. Like you think it's possible he could be just be like hopping on. Cause a lot of people are coming out to allege that Brian Peck was like a predator.
Yeah.
Like even the Boy Meets World, you know how they have that Boy Meets Pod? Is that what it's called? Talked about it. They're like, we feel bad actually because we shouldn't have associated with him. But he didn't do anything to them, they claim, but they're like, when we found out all these other people, we felt disgusted with ourselves. So it's possible that you think he's like hopping on the convenient, because like okay.
Ooh, maybe. I'm just saying that's what I'm gonna be looking for. Cause you know, my brain,
your detective skills will be looking for that.
It always goes to conspiracy. So I'm like, okay,
it always goes to conspiracy.
You know, I gotta see what's happening. You know, I'll make a judgment next Sunday when I watch.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. All right, let's go to a lighter note, even though it's still kind of funny. Andy Cohen, his lawsuits with so Leah, this is old news by now, but I was gone last week, which was the worst week to be gone because so much happened. So Leah is claiming in a suit and these lawyers, it's all the same lawyers, that filed for Rachel's lawsuit against Tom and Ariana. It's the same, and all the filings are just, they read like Bethany Frankel is feeding them just gossip, you know? So The allegation, which is just weird to me, is that Andy Cohen does so much cocaine that, and he pushes it on people. And if you say no, he retaliates. Is sort of like how it reads.
Yeah.
Or that the people that do it with him, they get a favorable edit. And so here's my theory on where it's even coming from. Mm-hmm. Now that Bethany and Leah have somewhat linked up, Bethany was on in the early days, right? Mm-hmm. So she was on in like vintage Roni days where mm-hmm. I'm sure Luann and Sonia, like there was this amazing, was it Heather Thompson, Heather, whatever her name is, Holla Heather.
Yeah.
Talked about there was a fight one time that never made it to air between Sonia and Luann, which I would die to see this.
Ooh.
All about cocaine.
Oh.
And I just need to know, because in my mind, I'm like, I feel like it's either Sonia who never pays for it, but always does it, or Luann, or it's like, I need to know what the argument was. Like, right. I always put the blow and you always do my coke. You never pay for the coke. I always have to get it.
I see it as, I see Luann as never being, I don't know why I see Luann as like.
But also Sonia's broke. So like that, I don't, right. I guess, so I could go either way, but like, right. So I know they were.
But why is she broke?
From all the cocaine. So it's, you know, it's no secret that Luann got the fuck down, and so did Sonia. They were up till all hours of the night. That was like one of their reputations. So you know, so I have a feeling that either Bethany did a little coke with everyone one time, including Andy, like at an after party or something. Mm-hmm. And in Bethany's mind, I have to say that confuses me though, because Bethany, you got a whole spinoff. So right. I don't know what you're bitter about. Like Luann doesn't get a favor. No one gets a favorable edit, to be honest right. with you, except maybe, and even still not great, Dorinda, because they cut some stuff of Dorinda. Like when they didn't show us the thing when she was yelling at John on the phone about Tinsley. She's like, when I say to you.
Yeah.
Like when we saw that, our minds were blown. We're like, you've been holding on to that footage? Like, that's a very pivotal moment.
Yep.
So maybe her. But I don't think Andy Cohen does now with two children, all the reunions he has to do. I just don't see him being like that, like
Griselda Blanco.
Exactly. Like hooked on coke. Right. And he's like, do you want to do this coke? And if you say no, he's like, I'll remember this. Like
exactly.
That's the only way this even is relevant.
I just feel like, honestly, like at just base level, I just feel like Leah is panicking not being in the public eye and is just doing anything to stay relevant. Like honestly, I feel like she clung to that what was that piece? The whatever article came out, like the Reality Reckoning article, like that actual article.
Yeah. Oh god, she was like, I'm a star again.
Right. Girls Trip didn't go over well for her because everyone thought she was annoying as hell on Girls Trip, so nobody liked her there. And it's just like she had one of the biggest downfalls in Housewives history, which is her own fault because she came back and did entirely too much the next season. So it was all just like, I mean, you're to blame for your own like fall from grace on TV. So I feel like she's trying to do everything except take accountability, which we know Leah has never been good at doing. So
she is the person that cries discrimination after she has basically been offensive the entire time, and then it doesn't work in her favor anymore. So then she's like, actually, I it's nothing that you can like sue over.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? The only thing I thought that we've kind of glossed over is that she alleges that it's like a known thing that he sends sexually explicit text messages to, or like forces like men that work at Bravo to like, I don't know. I basically like being a creep.
No, that would not believe.
I see. I think that could be real.
Yes, because I get uncomfortable a lot when I watch What Happens Live, and the way he like treats the bartender sometimes, like the shirtless guys. And
yes.
Like, can we like calm down a little bit? Like, goodness.
Like it's we don't. Lot. Like he has no shame about that.
No,
like he's a dirty birdie, and people who know, and he doesn't hide it, but sometimes it's even the way he's with the straight men that like are sitting in the chairs, you know. Sometimes I'm like, Andy, he was so weird with Schwartz when Schwartz was on. He was telling Schwartz, he's like, I want you to get big. I want you to get to the gym, get big, because Schwartz was, of course, acting like a little mouse, like scared of everything. Oh, and right. Andy's like, I need you to, he's like, I want you to bulk up. I thought that was so bizarre. Like, weird. Why would you tell? I don't know. Cause like, you couldn't tell to a woman.
Therapy, not like, you know, try to work on your inner self. I physically just want you to be a bigger person, so I'm more attracted to you. Like, okay.
Yeah. He thinks that will make Schwartz into like a different type of person, but I don't think that will help.
Yeah. Just take Schwartz off my TV and then we can talk about Schwartz. How about that?
And then we're done there.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but Andy has since issued a statement saying she better retract this statement about the cocaine or else. That's what I'm also wondering with these lawyers. Like, for example, the Rachel lawsuit against Ariana is claiming emotional distress. I'm like, I know the little, but what I'm like, Ariana should just countersue automatically for the same thing. Like, I'm going
right.
to, because if you want to talk about emotional distress, lady, we can go there. But like the audacity, you're the one who cheated with her boyfriend, and now you're going to sue her for emotional distress?
See, Raven always says the best. She says we need to really bring back shame, because shame really has, like, you know, people are trying to get away from it. Shame needs to come back sometimes, because how dare you have the audacity, the unmitigated gall to open your mouth, to go to a lawyer, to speak and say, I want to file a lawsuit for, I want it to be aimed towards the woman whose life I entirely, completely upended. And I want everything from them. Like, get the hell out of my face. Like, a lawyer should have put her the hell out of his office too. Like, get the hell out of here.
No, that's the problem. These lawyers are these like hack Bethany friends.
Right.
Who will file anything, and it reads like a gossip column. It doesn't read like facts. It reads like, literally, in the Rachel one, they cite a reality blurb article. A reality blurb article? No, it should be like, here's some text messages between these people. Like, here's some real, like, that's just what we talk. That's why when you read it, you're like, I feel like I've read this somewhere. It's because you have. They literally like copy and pasted from a fucking, from an article. So yeah, Andy Cohen's lawyers are like, you retract the cocaine use part, or are we taking your ass to court too?
I know that's right.
Because, like, who are, okay, here's another question. If it is true, mm-hmm. what witnesses or what people who've done coke with Andy are going to come forward and be like, yes, I've done coke with Andy.
Exactly.
Like, anyone wonderful. Involved is like, no, I didn't. No, I did not.
Nope.
So and there's also, no way to prove it.
And my thing is, what I keep saying is, like, I feel like her biggest thing was that she wanted shock value out of this lawsuit.
Yes.
And my thing is,
yes.
Like, most people in Hollywood do cocaine. So, like, like, is this shocking to her? Like, I feel like it was a big swing and a miss. Like, Leah, just go away.
She's like, and they forced me to drink. Well, guess what? All of these people, Lala's been sober for years.
Candy on Vanderpump Burris, Rules. The law is running Burris. Out of life.
Yeah. Hi. No one forces you to drink. Luann herself, who's been pretending she's sober mm-hmm. for years, she's like, no one has forced me to drink. Like, this just, even Dorinda said that. And Dorinda's like, no one has to force me to drink. I'm already too drunk. It's just the way people's relationship with alcohol goes. So Leah, stop. Stop. Please. Exactly though. What you said. Is it really a shock that people do coke?
Like, no.
No. Like, it took me back because someone was like, it's her boss. I'm like, well, they didn't do coke together. That's number one. He wasn't like, I'm your boss, do this coke. It was, if it happened, if it's true that like a couple times Andy's done blow with some people from Bravo, it was like at an after party, drunk, wasted, doing a bump in the bathroom.
Right.
It's not like he's going around to people who he knows are sober.
Right.
Like Leah McSweeney, like, do this coke or else.
Oh, right. Well, you're fired.
No. Or you're fired. Or I'll give you a bad edit.
Right. Or I'm going to reboot your whole franchise. Oops.
Yeah. It's all Leah's fault.
Exactly.
She said no to the coke. She said no to the Coke and ruined Roni. That's the whole reason. So sorry, Leah, big desperado moment there.
Yeah.
No, but here's the other thing that is true about Bravo has been around for a while and it's been doing this reality TV thing for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are some very dysfunctional and not HR approved practices because that unfortunately happens. Like I think back to all my restaurants that I worked in, when someone new came in, like a bigger higher up would come in and they would change, like make it so that you didn't violate HR, you know, code. You were like, oh, we've just kind of gotten like, there's parts that you benefit from, like the relaxed, there's stuff that you're like, oh, well, that's kind of, that's the only way we get shit done around here.
Right. Exactly.
And I was like people's bosses. I was their managers, but like I totally went and partied with people. And then we just like went back to like, it's not good. It's to be fair, like if someone were to come in with a lawsuit, it would definitely be a problem, but it's something that it just, it's sort of a part of the culture. It's not good. I'm sure they've got to revamp a lot of stuff. I'm sure Andy is like kind of panicking because I'm sure he's got a lot of people that he has a bit inappropriate. Like Brandy is a good example. When Brandy's like, he called me and said he was going to fuck a Bravo Leb and think about me. And then we're like, oh, wait, Kate Chastain. Never mind. No, he was just calling you to be stupid and drunk and be like, I'm going to fuck Kate. I'm going to think about you. And it's like, is that appropriate? No. But he probably has a bunch of other people that he does shit like that with. So he's probably like, fuck, all right, now we got to tighten it up.
And he probably didn't do that out of the blue. You probably have that relationship with him where y'all do that all the time. And then, because you've said some wild shit on Watch What Happens Live, Brandy. So, I mean, I can only imagine what y'all say on those phone calls. So now using in a lawsuit, it's like,
Okay. So I want to get through these next two pretty quickly because then I also want us, because I know people requested it yesterday, we're going to do like our ideal traitors cast. Yeah, I know. And we can just throw out as many names as we want because it's not going to really happen anyway. this is just kind of sad, but Renee Graziano from Mob Wives, she did an interview with People where she admitted that she overdosed and died. Last year. Yeah. She said, I OD'd over this. I just lost my whole life. I couldn't come up for air. And her sister, Jennifer Graziano, wasn't talking to me for a year and a half. Everything in my life was falling apart. My son, AJ, remember her yelling AJ? Didn't want to talk to me. And he hadn't wanted to talk to you for a long time, girl. Nobody wanted to talk to me. Everything just started piling up. Then she lost her shit and someone gave her a bag of fentanyl. Right? I didn't even know they gave bags of fentanyl. I thought. I died in a restaurant in Florida. I was dead, intubated for 3 days. No one in my family came to the hospital, and I spent 9 days there learning how to walk again.
Why did none of us know this?
I know. She did kind of disappear. She has sort of been like her posting, because she always posts those crazy face tuned things where you're like, this isn't even a person anymore. Like she's made her like, it's wild to look at. So she kind of disappeared for a little while. Now we know why. She has struggled with substance abuse for a long, long time. Fentanyl is just crazy. That's kind of why I'm surprised anyone would do coke anyway nowadays. Because nowadays it's so, like you literally could die.
I couldn't. I would be too scared. First of all, you know,
I was like, you don't even do anything like that.
The alcohols is, you know, where I draw the line, but everything else, like, I don't do literally anything. I don't even smoke. I'm like Mariah. I don't even smoke hookah, my love. Okay. But I couldn't imagine this day and age doing anything really. Cause I'm like, man, you better know if anything, go to a, what they called, one of the stores where you can buy your weed at that point, because stop going out. Right, don't go to the corner anymore where you used to go. And
I don't think does anyone buy street weed anymore? Like now it's if anyone does, that's crazy to me. But I mean, not every state has it legalized or has dispensaries, so maybe there's places where you have to. I get mine delivered. Mine is delivered to my door because Ease, if you ever want to sponsor this, I will promote the shit out of that company. Because I'll tell you right now, Ease is exactly, it lives up to the name. Okay, Ease with a Z. You put it in your phone, little app, boop, 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 you pick what you want. And then very timely, they're here at my door. There you go. They just want to see your ID. Bye.
I know that's right.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I went to one when I was out there last, when was I out there in California? Like last July, I think. And I just went to one I'd never been to one, like one of the huge, ooh, like store. It was so nice. I was like, ooh, look
no, they're at like me. Airports sometimes. They're huge. Right? They're massive. Some of them.
She was like having to walk me all around, like yes. The counters and stuff. I'm like, I don't know what I want. So yeah. Just give me anything. Thank
oh,
you.
They love that. They love people like that. I walk into right. them. I rarely go in, but when I walk in, they're like, so what are you looking? I'm like, I know what I want. Like, I just want, they're like,
right.
No. But usually there's someone new in a dispensary, like a you, and they're getting around like, oh, you want this too? Oh, and you want this too? It's like $400 right. later.
Cause I'll do like, you know, I don't smoke, but I'll do like, I'll buy an edible like from a dispensary. So I like, got like the ones that help you sleep. And yeah. then the one that, what is it? I think I like sativa cause it's like a calmer.
No, that's the indica. Indica's oh, calmer. Indica.
Okay.
Yes, me too.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So I like California. the whole point of that.
Yes, we do like. I am very spoiled by that. I've had followers who think they're like, "Oh my god, let me send you some weed." I'm like, "Oh, I don't. You can, but like, I don't need weed right. at all ever. I have like an excess supply
right here.
Right, it's right there. It's like it's ever. I got to boop if I'm out of it, getting low. Okay, what next that? Up is Peter Goddamn Thomas.
Ciao.
Peter Thomas has been ordered to pay $9 million. Over a never opened Miami restaurant. Ooh. And he's quoted as saying they'll never see a dime. He's an idiot. Okay. He is an idiot.
That's going to court.
Yeah. So, okay, hold on. According to court documents, last month, the Miami judge granted a default judgment and is now closed. I think it's the landlord of the property. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So Thomas ran Bar One from 2019 until late last year when the business was evicted over unpaid rent. Before the eviction, Thomas had plans to open a separate upscale supper club named One Society. He said he planned to spend $3 million on the project. The project never took off, and the company formed for One Society was dissolved. DTS DT Retail was the landlord for the location where Thomas planned to open One Society in January of 2023. That was a year ago. DTS sued Thomas and his businesses. The landlord claimed One Society signed a 120-month lease for the location. DTS claimed Thomas's business breached the lease by failing to pay rent from October 2022 to January 2023. Sure. Oh my God, what a mess. At the time, DTS and One Society owed $61,000 in back rent. In addition, the landlord said Thomas had failed to produce the tenant plans within 30 days of the lease being executed. Nice try. The company claimed One Society refused to turn over the keys. Despite the breaches, DTS demanded Thomas be ordered to vacate the location and cough up the unpaid rent.
Girl. Mm-hmm. He has been just having like...
He's a mess.
I don't even want to say the worst look. It's just like he has the worst business practices. Because... Like he literally, I remember Funky Dineva did a whole thing about, kind of broke the news that like Bar One Miami was... like being evicted, yeah. Like, because like there was a whole, I don't know if you saw, there was a whole video of like them like taking stuff out of the restaurant and like it was like a whole like thing, but like
I didn't see that, but that doesn't, right.
So like at this point, I think Bar One, oh God, I don't want to lie. I think Bar One Atlanta's gone. I think Bar One Baltimore is gone.
I didn't even realize he had that many.
Yeah, there was a couple, but like they've all just like, Peter's not good. And you know, we saw on the show, he wasn't
wait,
best.
Was it Atlanta? Was it Atlanta that he made a quickie appearance on and he was all wasted?
Potomac.
Was it?
When he was trying to get Wendy to invest, or you know, Wendy was like trying to open up the restaurant. Is that what you're thinking of? Or?
No, I'm thinking of, I could have swore it was Kenya who was like, is he fucked up or is he all wasted or something? they were at an event and he was there. And he like didn't, he like kind of said hi to her, but then like walked off and she was like, oh. Bye, Peter. Is he fucked up?
Probably.
And he looked a mess. It was, I swear it was Atlanta. I swear I'm not making that up. Yeah. I swear we talked.
Peter. Goodness.
Wait, Irene commented, Emily, that happened to my late mother. She went to a dispensary on her own and spent $300. Yeah, they take advantage. They do. They take advantage of people who are like, I don't know what to get. And they're like, perfect. You need everything.
I am that person too, because I'm always just like, I'm the person that like puts money aside for stuff. And it's so easy to take advantage of me in like stores. Cause I'm just like, oh, I want to try a little bit of, you know how I am in a restaurant too. Like I spend way too much money in restaurants. Cause I'm like, that entree looks good, but that one does too. So like, I'll just take both and I'll eat them both. And keep bringing the dessert menu too. And then I'll just look up there. And then I kind of want some appetizers. Let me nibble on that. And so like, I'm spending wherever I go, I just spend way too much. And it's the people know that. I feel like I'm like blood and water and like sharks are just like waiting for me to like, to come around every time.
Yep.
And that would absolutely be me spending $300. Knowing damn well, I'm not going to eat all these edibles. Like it's eaten by my sister anyway. So it's like, it doesn't even matter.
I'm also really easy to sell too. I had to, right? So for Salt Lake City, I had to cancel my trip and I had booked at one of the Hilton properties. Mm-hmm. And so I felt so guilty because I was like, this is non-refundable. I was like, maybe I can change it. I don't mm-hmm. know. But they were so, they were like, no, we did it. You're done. You don't have to come. Right. But they're like, if you don't mind though, could you stick? And I thought it was going to be one of those surveys. I always do those. Like if someone's like, if you don't mind sticking around right. for the survey, if they were good, I will mm-hmm. so stick around and be like, yep. 5 would recommend mm-hmm. or whatever the hell.
Yep.
Well, it actually wasn't a survey. It was, and I didn't realize it until too late. It was because I was a sucker. It was a, hey, so we're offering this special like vacation thing where you get four nights at a resort location. It sleeps up to like 8 people or whatever. And I was for like $199. And I was like, well, yeah. And they're like, the only requirement is you sit through a 2-hour, or not sit through. At first they said a tour of the property, a 2-hour tour of the property. So I'm in like thinking like influencer mode. So I'm like, oh, right. like video footage of that? Like, sure, that's fine. As if that's right. what they would be offering. It wasn't until after I signed up, said, yes, I'll do it. Paid for it. And then he was like, he explained that it was one of those 2-hour timeshare things. So I will be going to Myrtle Beach at some point. Kendrick, you're going to go too. I need to get a bunch of people and I have to sit through a fucking timeshare. God damn it.
Yes. I feel like that's so worth it though. I feel like that's so worth it.
I was okay. I didn't say anything to anybody when I first did it. Cause like, I was still trying to reschedule my week. I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I was kind of embarrassed. I was like, Emily, what did you just do? And I confessed it to my sister and brother-in-law. And they were like, wait, but no, that actually sounds like a good deal. I'm like, okay. Right. I really felt stupid. Like what, mm-hmm. Emily? But I know me, what's going to happen when I sit through that timeshare meeting, I'm going to end up with the timeshare. Yes. I know I am. I'm so easy to you sell shit
strong,
too.
Be strong.
I know me. I'm going to be like, well, this just sounds like a good business move for me. I'm going to have a timeshare.
Let me tell you, I called my bonus, I knew exactly like the day was going to hit, like all this kind of stuff. And I've been planning. I was like, I'm finally going to get an iPad again, because I haven't had an iPad in like a decade. I'm like, I do everything on my phone. I've got like a Mac like computer. I'm like, I don't know if I need an iPad. I needed an iPad. Like now it's like attached to my hand. I love it so much. But this like just happened Thursday or Friday, one of them. My bonus hit and I was trying to get it like in the actual store with my cell phone provider, because I was like, I want Wi-Fi, but I want cellular too, just in case, like, you know, I have my little cousin, I'm in the car, she can play on my tablet and like it's like a thing, like it's okay. And so I couldn't get in the store the one I wanted. They're like, oh no, we're offering this one, like that's the one that you can get it on your cell phone plan, all like that. I'm like, well, that sucks. I'm like, my cousin was like, no, just go to Apple, that way you can see all the different ones. She's like, I want you to get an iPad, what, Pro Max or whatever. And my other cousins were like, no, we want you to get an Air, that's the one you'll love, they know. So I'm like, okay, let me like figure it out. I called the woman, she's like, oh my god, which one are you thinking? I'm like, well, I'm going between like a Pro and an Air. And she's like, oh my god, well, let me tell you all about them and this kind of stuff. And I was like, I think the Pro's too big, I just kind of want like, you know, a little around the house, you know, a little And she's like, okay. She's like, well, we actually, because the Pro has like the same like chip as my computer. And I love my computer. And so she's like, well, the Pro, you can do that. And it's the exact same size. You don't have to do the Max. You can get the Pro, but get it like as the Air. And it's only like this much money. I was like, holy shit, that's a lot of money. But I'm like, okay. In my mind, I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, okay, but yes, that's fine. I'll do that. And she's like, and I know you probably use it a lot, so you might as well get the one with the big storage. I'm like, I should get the one with the big storage. Yep. Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah. Just do that. And she's like, you know, and everyone, no one uses an iPad without an iPad pencil anymore, an Apple pencil. And then I'm thinking, I'm like, shit, all of my cousins have Apple pencils and they're gonna judge.
So you gotta get
one. So I'm like, I gotta get one. She's like, well, you know, there's two different versions now. You can get this one, or you can get the really fancy one. It's like,
get the fancy one.
I've gotta get the
fancy one.
I got the fancy one. And then I'm like, you know what? These fucking AirPods have not been doing me any favors lately. I'm like, what kind of, you know, headphones do y'all have? End up getting talking to the big, like, over the head, like, Max or whatever they call those expensive ass headphones. By the time I got off that call, she said, your total, because of course, you know, you got to get Apple Care on everything because they don't just help you with your products. You got to get Apple Care on everything. By the time I got off that damn call, she told me, okay, your total today, and you can pick it up in an hour, because you know that's what her selling point is, pick it up in an hour in the Apple store, is $2,047 and some. I said, oh dear, oh no, okay. End up getting like all the shit. They still, like, when I went in store, tried to talk me into more shit. I'm like, no, I'm leaving. Give me my shit. And I'm going.
Oh, you had a mark on you. Like, they were like, we got one. Well,
exactly. Because they brought me my shit in two bags. I was like,
oh
okay.
My God.
I was like, looking around the store. I'm like,
you
okay,
like run. Okay, you right. Run out all embarrassed. You're like,
this
don't.
Is Memphis. You can't do this. Like, put Jesus. It in an unmarked bag. Like, don't know. Like, don't give me two bags right now. This is a mess. And then my sister came with me. So, I completely forgot, she didn't, that I've been promising her AirPods for God knows how long.
Oh, she would not forget that.
Oh, no, because she's been using, like, these boys. And so, of course, when she gets in there, she wants the, oh, well, you might as well give me the Pros. I guess those are so. Those are another $200 damn. I'm like, this is highway robbery. Apple, like, makes
Apple,
you, like,
they put you
in the tornado where you can't get out because, like, all your products are Apple. And now you can't get in your house without a fucking touch tone. Like, I
use my phone so much that sometimes I do the touch screen to my own computer.
Right.
Like sometimes I'm like I go like, or I go to expand it. I'm like, that's not how that works.
Right. Like, no, this is not a touch screen computer. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they've taken over my whole existence for sure.
Right.
Okay. Let's do our Traitors cast. I don't have a full list, but I know that I want Nene.
Okay.
And I actually think Teresa Giudice would be funny to watch trying to figure out how to play the game and, like, figure out. Like, I want her as a faithful, and I want her to try to, like, find the traitor. I think that would be funny.
Yes.
I know this is maybe will shock you, but Craig Conover, I'd like to see him. Mm-hmm. And Paige, just because, like, they're a couple. Might as well put them together. Oh. I want Bananas back. I want him to have another shot to actually play the game.
Baby, he was pissed off at the reunion.
He was pissed. You know what? Dan was annoying me at that reunion. He was like, everyone would be like, Dan, remember when you like totally fucked up and murdered Bergie when you shouldn't? He's like, yeah, in hindsight, maybe it wasn't the best move, but I still stand by my choices. I'm like, admit you were a loser. Admit it. Admit you did a horrible, horrible, horrible job.
Yep.
I didn't enjoy that. So I kind of liked Bananas just being like, oh, fuck yourself. And he's like, okay. And then Bergie suggested Gordon Ramsay. Remember they did that, like, who would be my... I think I would love to see Gordon Ramsay at a round table trying to figure out
God.
Right? Yeah, I don't want him a traitor. I want him an aggressive faithful.
Ooh, kind of like a ramped up CT in a way. Same energy, but just like way more
in a British accent.
Yes. Oh, I kind of love that. Okay.
Yeah, that was Bergie. Bergie suggested that. I was like, okay, Bergie.
Right?
What?
Okay.
Who do you got? That's just part of it. I'm sure you're going to name people and be like, them too. I want them. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of people. So now that Candy's not doing Housewives anymore, I need Candy because Candy's going to like be she's going to be a lot more likable Trishelle. I think she's going to be so good at the game, but she's not going to annoy the hell out of us every week with those stupid ass berets and whatever the hell else she got going on. So.
I think Candy Burris, 100%.
Yes, need Candy. I try to like go around the cast and think who's good. I need Dr. Heavenly. Heavenly is so chaotic that I think she would be Phaedra, but a lot less nice at the round table. So I think her energy is gonna be so off-putting.
She would be
but
so good.
Yes.
She would get banished early, I bet, because even if she wasn't a traitor, they'd be like, you're just annoying.
I kind of need her energy on there. That's gonna be a lot.
I agree. That would that's a missed opportunity if they don't get her.
Yes. Y'all are gonna hate me for this one. I would love to see Giselle Bryant on Traitor.
I knew you were gonna say Giselle.
Would love to see it. Would love to see Giselle. Some of those some non-Bravo reality TV people. Love Island. I would love to see some of my like favorite people. So like I'd love to see like Maura.
I was gonna say Maura.
Yes, Maura from UK. I think she'd be amazing.
Oh, she'd be really good. That accent alone.
I was trying to think of people that I love like recently on Love Island, but I don't think any of them are smart enough. I was thinking like Ty and like Ella, but I'm like, neither one of them would be good on this show, like at all. They would know what the hell is going on. They'd be so out of their element. The only reason
Ella would be horrible.
Oh, she'd be terrible. It'd be so bad. So bad. Ekansu was a good surprise, like a good, like a pleasant surprise. So like maybe like, oh, actually, why not Maya? Maya Jama. Put Maya Jama on there.
Maya fucking Jama.
Yes, let's get her in there. Put her on the
Oh my god, I would love that. Mm-hmm. The looks alone, the looks she'd be turning out. Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Love it all. What other shows do we watch? Garcelle. I would love to see Garcelle on there.
I feel like Sutton would be funny. I'm like Sutton would be funny. Sutton anyway, but like she would be like, now listen, y'all. Like she'd have a whole thing. She'd also get banished early. I feel like she'd get banished early as well. They'd be like, she's just annoying me, you know?
Yes.
She's just getting on my nerves.
I'm trying to think like what other like competition show? Big Brother. So like I would love to see who's my queen who won recently? She did really good on Reindeer Games. Taylor Hale. Yes, would love to see Taylor Hale. You know Xavier from the Challenge World, right?
Yes. Xavier
Prather
Panther. Who?
Xavier. He won Big Brother. He was the first. Oh, don't give me the line. First black winner.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Now, he's kind of boring, but, like, he's really good at challenges. You need kind of the boring guys. I feel like he'd come alive, though, because he's one of the best competitors in Big Brother history. So, he'd be good.
I think the challenges, like, it is important. I saw a lot of people being like, I hope they get more athletic people moving forward because they have, like, the challenges. I don't agree with that because then we're looking at the challenge.
Right.
And the challenge has become so militant now. Like it used to be fun, but now you don't go on this show and have fun. You go on the show and you are literally a like triathlete Olympian.
Right.
And so that can be the challenge, but like this, I enjoy watching MJ try to get across a rickety bridge or, you know, Phaedra just not even participating.
What about, I'm trying to think of like people I know from the challenge, like in my heyday. What about like Wes and Anissa? Like, would they be
Wes
good
would
on
be
there?
Good. Anissa would be good. Okay. Veronica would be good.
Veronica, yes.
Yeah.
Veronica's best friend? Was it Katie? Was that her name?
Katie would be good, but that wasn't her friend, but Katie would be good. Katie would be funny from the challenge. Katie, Wes for sure. Wes is rumored at least to be doing the House of Villains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But just, nothing's been confirmed, but Donnie sent me a little something. Teresa Giudice is also alleged to be on, which I said it yesterday. I still think that's just funny because I don't know if she views herself as a villain.
Right. She's the hero in her mind.
In her mind. You know what I mean? So like most of the villains they got knew they were villains for the most part, but she's going to be like, I don't know. I can't imagine how she would handle being called for House of Villains.
Right.
I feel like she'd be like, I'm not a villain.
Right. I'm the most liked housewife in history.
Yeah. Everybody loves me.
I'm going to throw some wild names out here. So y'all forgive me. I'm going to go to the baddies Zeus world. I'm going to say like Natalie Nunn and Rolly Polly.
Yes.
I'm gonna throw them in there. Just put my girls on there. That'd be good.
I think some Drag Race people, like Trixie could be fun.
Oh, okay.
Trixie Mattel and her teeth.
No, I don't.
That's all I see. No, I don't just stare at those damn teeth.
I didn't watch the season. What about like someone like Cornbread or someone like that?
Okay, yeah, Cornbread.
I'm trying to think who would be absolutely like insane. I want, you know, I like love chaos, so I don't even know. This is a wild show we put together. I don't know.
It's also, there's let's no see how many people, how many people do we have? One. I know there's so many Bravo people. This isn't real. Like, we're not moving. No. Really. One or two of the women from The Golden Bachelor, Max says. George Santos, Max, take it back.
Take it back, Max. Goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany Pollard. Duh. Tiffany Pollard.
Yes, of course.
I feel like everyone should assume that we want Tiffany Pollard all the time. Like, she doesn't need let's just assume, because all of us here love Devin. Yes, Jasmine. Devin from The Challenge. That's what you meant, right?
I love that Jerrica had already asked me who would I have from Zeus. So I love that I answered that and didn't even finish.
Natalie Nunn, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I need my girl Jocelyn. But no, that'll turn too violent. We don't need Jocelyn.
I was going to say, that might get really dangerous.
Yeah, that might get a little nasty. We don't need that. So
yeah. I actually want a petition for Tiffany Pollard to be like the host of the... Because I say we need... regular people traders happening.
Yeah.
So then what you do is then you do an All Stars where you bring the celebrity, the Bravo Lebs, reality stars, whatever, with the former contestants. You know what I mean? Like, once you have a couple seasons, then they become their own little stars in and of itself.
Right.
You know? So I think that Tiffany Pollard would be a very funny host for the regular people traders US.
Love that.
You just imagine her with her outfits and just all the shit, and then coming in and like the way they throw the frame, the picture frame down, stand, yes. All the flair she would bring.
Oh my God. I love that.
I'm just like begging for it, because she needs to work more. I need so much more of her.
Who would be our Parliament John? Like, do we need like
Well, that's why Max said George Santos. Max. God damn it. I hate to say it, but that is very funny as a suggestion, because it's good.
I mean,
Terrible. He's terrible. He's a horrible, horrible person. But they should make him a traitor. Actually, no. Make him a faithful so he can get like banished right away. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Wait, okay.
Max, that's making me think question. A lot.
What of the people that we've named?
Of the people we've named, who would be the traitors? This is so fun. This is like a game, like a little this should be like a board game. Like, make your own traitors cast and then figure out the traitor. Okay, so I would want, of a traitor. It should be someone that you don't expect.
Yes.
Because then they'll just get out right away. Maya Jama would be kind of an amazing traitor.
Ooh, I like that. I like
that. Right? I think she'd be okay. Let me put the T next to her, because this matters. This document here, this matters.
Very important.
Okay. Candy.
Okay. She'd be an amazing traitor.
Right? I feel like she'd be amazing. Because she's so competitive.
Right.
And like,
she wouldn't make the mistake of Dan and just be quiet. She would actually be giving input all the time and talking games. So.
And she would be giving us such good interviews where she's talking like, you got to make sure you're in their heads, but you're not. Right. Too, like, because she's so competitive. I love competitive candy is the best too. Candy. One of my favorite moments of hers is where she's mad that Sheree wouldn't race her again, because she didn't know exactly where the finish line was when they did the car race.
Yes.
She's like, I thought they were going behind the thing, but it's actually further out. And then she wouldn't race me again.
I love it.
She's so pure when she's in that mode.
I love it.
Okay. And then as another traitor,
Gordon Ramsay.
I need him as a faithful, because then he could be like yelling at people.
Like on here? The host of House of Villains, Joel McHale. Let's put him in.
Oh, Joel McHale.
Yeah.
Oh, good call. Good call. Joel McHale.
There we go.
Maybe he could be a traitor.
There we go. He'll be our third one.
Okay. So we got that. And then they can recruit from there. Okay,
I feel like Heavenly would go early.
No, people will banish.
Yeah, because I feel like she, even just coming in, she gives off traitor energy. Never even seen this show, she gives off traitor energy. So,
and she'll be so loud and in everyone's business, and everyone will be like, Heavenly, I'm voting for you because I just feel like if you're not a traitor, you're really bad at this game.
Right, exactly. Who? Okay, last question. Who's going to be our like returning person this season?
Well, it would be Bananas.
Oh, okay. So are we going to bring him in halfway through like they did Kate?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Beginning? Oh, but what if they just keep bringing Kate every season? I know.
You're like, here I am again, everyone.
She was kind of irritating me at first when she came back, but then I was like, no, I guess I really do enjoy like her on the show.
She's such a natural on TV.
She gets the game so well, and like she doesn't, you know, like when she walked into the turret and she was like, right, well, obviously first I'm gonna redecorate,
right?
So she's good. She's good. So Kate, I think she just from now to eternity should just be the surprise midway through cast. It's just a good bit now. And Alan, you can tell Alan loves her. Whenever Alan does interviews, he's like, he'll talk about like, first of all, he loved Phaedra, obviously. Yes. You don't love it. He was like, oh my God, Ek and Sue, Lord, not Ek and Sue. It's just like instantly amazing. But then he's like, and Kate. Because he also probably can't believe what he's doing, because it's Alan Cumming. Like he's a host hosting a game show now.
Right.
So she's the perfect person for that, because she's just like, I'm not feeding into this. Like, she's not like Peter. You know, Peter was like, I am faithful. She's like, right. Okay.
All right, calm down.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? The Below Deck world, now that I'm thinking about Kate, Captain Lee would probably, I wonder if they'd invite him to do it.
Oh. Is he too old?
Well, John,
I just don't know if Captain Lee's in very good health. That's kind of what I should say. He's no longer on Below Deck because of his health stuff, and it was a couple years of that. So I just don't know if, like, I don't know. I feel bad saying that.
Jason, then, I guess. I don't know.
Ooh.
Who's the one from Down Under?
Is it Captain Jason is on the list. Captain Jason. Ooh, okay, this is our unofficial cast. We will continue to add. We're going to have a cast of 100.
There we go.
By the time we're done. That's how we do it. All
right. We like long seasons of it anyway. So here we go.
Yeah, right. We do. This did never have to end for me. Like, it's one of the, the experience of watching Traitors is like, I want to know what happens, but I also don't want spoilers. I don't want it to end. So it was just such a fun viewing experience, because I'm like, what happens? Don't tell me. What happens? I have to know.
Do you know how good a show has to be to like, make you a streaming show to make you tune in right on time? Like,
right,
that's a good show.
Me like, too. I almost I even with Bravo shows, the only reason I watch the ones right away is because I'm going to
record cover soon it, after. Right? Yeah,
for the most part, though, other shows I'm like, I'll get to it. Traitors, as soon as it, I'm like, you also can't go online either if you haven't watched it.
Exactly,
a little insane with the spoilers, though. I gotta say, like, it got a little unfair. Like, if you just watched it, give people a day before you post an obvious spoiler.
See, that's why I like people have always asked like why I post like memes like 24 hours later, or why I wait a couple days. I'm like, because people haven't seen the shows, and like, one, I'm shooting myself in the foot, because like, if I'm making content about this that's like funny or whatever, and you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, then why am I doing it? But like, obviously, too, I don't want to like spoil something for you, because I hate stuff getting spoiled for me. So I'm like, let me give you a little time. But in the game of the internet, you know, you waste a little time.
I got one.
Martha Stewart. Ooh,
Martha fucking Stewart.
We'll put Snoop on there too, damn it.
Martha Stewart and Snoop!
There we go. Put everybody on. I love this.
Martha would be the traitor.
Yes. Ooh.
Everyone would know it was Martha. Like, if Martha Stewart's there and then not a traitor, like, you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, right. Has to be Martha. Like, everyone would know. So I don't think she could, but that would be so good. That would be so good. Okay. Wow. This has been a long streaming one, but we couldn't shut up. Okay, guys, don't forget, follow Kendrick, listen to his podcast, Reality Comics 2, Reality Comics 2 on Instagram.
And we're recording the trailer. We're talking all about the trailers. Yeah.
And we are about to hop off here and go on to Kendrick's pod to discuss all of the trailers over there. So if you're still not satisfied, we will probably pick up this list over on his, because we're going to keep going. But Kendrick, thank you, as always. I'll see you in just a minute. But guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the chat. The chat has been hysterical today. Thank you guys so much for all your contribution.
Y'all are amazing.
Love you guys. Mean it. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.